Hello, everybody, and welcome to another special live commentary track for FilmSack. My name is Scott Johnson, and joining me is Brian, and Randy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I like to do it this way. I like to do it this way when we do these. I don't know why. Just to make it so no one knows what to say when they say it. Anyway, hey, we're back. It's a thing we're doing here, and chances are, if you're hearing this, you know that one of us is out of town, because that's what happens when we do these commentary tracks, but we wanted to leave you with something cool and rad, and we decided this week would be Quantum Leap Episode 3 of Season 3. So you're going to want to go queue that up on Netflix. That's Quantum Leap, the TV show. The episode is called The Boogeyman, and it's Season 3, Episode 3. And what we need you to do is, once you've pulled that up, pause it just as it starts to fade in and you can see the startings of Sam Beckett. Is that his name?
Yeah, you can see right in the in his gap, you can see just a little bit of light coming through.
Staring his gap, Brian.
Yeah, that's right. There's a little sparkle of sneaky nuts going on.
Little sneaky nuts. Gross. Yeah, you're right. I don't know why it's gross. Anyway, you just start to see it fading up where he's kind of doing the blue teleporty thing. It looks like an alien there. We've paused it there. So go do that. Pause it there and then come back to the show and then we'll go. All right. So I'll see you in a minute. Okay, now they've paused, and now they've come back, and here we are for Season 3, Episode 3 of The Boogeyman on Quantum Leap. We're all going to hit it at the same time after a 3-2-1 go count, so it'll be after go, and... So
it's really a four count.
It's really a four count.
Okay. Man, now you're confusing me.
Yeah, it's going to be scary. When you guys hear me say the word, not this time, but when you hear me later say the word go, that's when you go. All right, I said it again. All right, here we go. All right, I did it again. That's three of them. All right. It begins in 3, 2, 1, go. All right.
That was cool.
Wow.
Does time travel work like that?
This is him starting his thing where he's in that that phone booth that shoots the money all over the place. He's got to try and grab as much as he can.
Get some sweet hand drawn.
He was dreaming. Oh wait, this is a montage.
Oh, he's a lady in that one.
We don't need to explain the whole business of Quantum Leap to people.
I think he leaps
into the bodies of other people.
That's right. While they go into the waiting room in the future, they sit there. Al's a hologram. Only Sam and some children and animals can see or hear him.
Yep.
Oh, this is confusing. Wait.
And all of the electricity effects are hand drawn on film.
They took hours and hours and hours.
It's an important thing to note. It was a fantastic show in its time.
It really was.
Really, really good. So. This one,
Shakespearean of looks like they're.
This is a Halloween-y kind of episode, right?
That's right. And there's a, well, we'll wait till during the opening music and stuff, we'll give a little bit of lore about this episode.
All right. I'm pretty. What do you say?
A little just witchcraft of America? There's one of those palm reading things down there. There's a little triceratops. I don't know why.
Yeah, because that's scary. Triceratops is the most frightening of all the dinosaurs.
Did he jump into the body of Hugh Hefner? What's he wearing there?
Yeah, right. I love that.
That's pretty.
He looks very Shakespearean actor-esque.
Mm-hmm. Well, 1879 would have been.
Did you say 1879?
No, he said 18. Not 19.
He can't leap past a certain year. What year?
His lifetime. The year he was born. So he can only time travel within his lifetime.
Yikes. Well, then why is he in 1879?
Yeah, because he said 1879 earlier.
He did, but maybe
he's confused.
Not. That's just the date of the book.
Brian.
True point.
Brian has seen this more recently because he's been binging
on this.
This
is one I did not watch during my flu binge watch.
Was it because you heard it was bad or what?
No, it's because I started with season 5.
Oh.
Jesus.
What the hell is that?
So this is obviously more modern because they got the latex mask.
Yeah.
So you're right. The book was... Is there a second intro?
Yeah, there's two intros to
this
show.
So this is the musical Mike Post intro. And so really quickly, the lore of this episode is that bad things happen to people who watch this episode.
Right.
So
like The Ring.
People who tried to record it on their DVR. Exactly, right.
Oh.
People who tried to record it on their VCRs had problems where it wouldn't record. There was problems when it aired originally in 1990, whatever.
Now, this is in real world. This is, you're not talking about in the
real
show.
World, right, exactly.
Real world,
right, exactly.
Really?
I'm freaking out all these shots of him looking in the mirror and it's a different person.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. I also don't like how much drag they made him do.
Yeah.
No, it's really
a little less sensitive time.
Well, they had to be equal, you know.
I guess
so. Jump
into,
this was not a jump into a famous person's body episode.
Man, Could Mike Post be any cooler, dude?
Yeah,
was that?
This was such a
what a prolific music guy for the for his era. Oh, just yeah. Every show was Mike Post.
I'll bet you when Scott Bakula walks onto a talk show set, the band still plays this song to bring him out.
Bastards.
Well, they should if they don't. They're not playing the Enterprise music.
No.
It's been a long time.
Too long.
Oh, no.
You okay?
Hey, she looks familiar.
Oh, he did do his Oh Boy thing, did he? Because he was
does that. He does that at the end of the episode, right?
No, he does that when he realizes where he's leaped.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a nerd. Look, nerd.
Oh, this is some...
This is when we had a purer vision of what a nerd was.
Hey, right. That's that lady from Seinfeld who makes makes the little figurines or papier-mâché. That's that lady.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And she was also in Northern Exposure. She was, I can't think of it. Adam Arkin's character's girlfriend.
October 3rd, Halloween 1964. Perfect Halloween episode.
Well, they really limited themselves by saying he can't leap anywhere outside of his own lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they?
Well, it was like a, yeah, kind of a self-imposed, like,
keep the writers honest.
Exactly, right.
Yeah. What's with her voice? That's why I can't wait till we get married. She's
trying to fake a Boston accent, maybe? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude, this is kind of terrible.
And reveal the scary man.
He might
man.
Be a bad guy.
Oh, wait, that's him. Okay, oh, so he just saw himself in the mirror. Oh. I thought it was somebody else was coming around. It was him in the mirror.
That's him too.
Oh, look at that scarecrow with the huge pumpkin on his head. That's
Scott Bakula.
That's Scott Bakula. That pumpkin is amazing.
Yeah, that is big.
It's a great pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
That's right. Come on down.
That's right, see?
You're going to go home and make some jelly later.
Yeah, would you like my homemade jelly? I wouldn't go down by the Johnson place. No, I wouldn't.
Getting in his little blue car.
Well, their voices, seriously.
Yeah.
Over the top.
This is New England, then. This is like...
It is, yeah.
You know, Maine or...
Hey, bye-bye. Bye now, nerd. Bye now.
Right along, nerd.
Oh, that
thank you.
Yeah. Oh, golly, gosh.
That is some scary looking.
I don't like that at all.
I don't either.
But that's not a carving.
No.
No, somebody that's like some kind of forming.
Yeah, they like put a great mask onto a pumpkin.
That little puppet's going to come into play later.
Do y'all have neighbors who go crazy on Halloween and over-decorate?
Does it say Presbyterian Halloween? Is that what
it
says?
Yes, it does.
Does it really?
Presbyterian spook house.
Wow.
I didn't know the Presbyterians were into that kind of thing.
I'm going back in the house. Dude, he cannot get out of that. Get up quick enough. It's really all bugging right. me. I don't like it. Yeah, they're totally in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that house just makes my allergies hurt.
You know why they think this... Do you know why I think this show is good? I think the show is good because it figured out how to do the same damn thing every week and not make it feel...
Well, I'll tell you what. They didn't make those pumpkins as same as they did one outside because those suck.
Yeah, those are lousy.
Well, these are actual pumpkins.
Yeah, the other one's Grandpa. They just killed him and put some face around him.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Ah, Tully.
Tully.
Could you bang a little louder, please?
Good Lord, she's going to stab herself with that knife. That makes me nervous.
Yeah. I kept my hand real good when
it's
I was a kid.
It's OSHA. Yeah, she's not using proper technique.
Yeah, OSHA would be all over this.
Yes. Yeah, pull the knife closer to your body. Good.
They're going to...
That'll make it easier to stab yourself. Good job. Yeah. No, you didn't. This is nothing like the Addams Family.
Hey, you guys know how certain things with knives and stuff, it makes you squirm when you see it in a movie or something.
Right.
Yeah. I'll confess to something that freaks me out every time. And I shouldn't feel quite this way because I don't have a reference point for it. But whenever a woman gets stabbed or shot directly into breast tissue, that makes me squirm like nothing else. Like if a knife gets stabbed right into a boob.
right? Do you have like a passion for boobs? You're like, no boobs.
No.
It's not that. It's just, I don't know demon, why that sounds so horrifying and painful to me.
Demon danger, ghoulish something. What was that?
Blood witch.
You know what this movie, you know what this TV show needs?
What?
Riker in the background.
Mm-hmm. Riker?
Yeah.
Oh, because he's always
so interesting.
Yeah, he's great. The photobombing Riker did in that episode. We did.
Yeah, no kidding.
Really great. Oh, look at that. Is that a real head? That's a real snake head. Seemed rude to the snake.
Yeah, why would you want that cane?
Why wouldn't you?
No, to use? To actually use?
That's some bad writing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they use the two spaces after a period. After the,
please don't Jeez. Double space after a full stop.
Why does everyone think
Ooh, Sabrina the Teenage
that's
Witch?
That's the way I was told to do it my whole life.
Yeah.
Yes, because you're old.
But computers don't need to do that because fonts have a little extra space built in after the period.
Yeah.
No, I've lived in two-story houses, and I've never had somebody standing outside my window. Happens all the time in TV shows, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Ooh, look.
Oh, Chewbacca's in this episode.
Yeah. Chewie.
How are you doing on those repairs? No, that one goes there.
Look, when you get down, episode. I have some advice for you. When you get down the ladder, let the goat win.
Yeah. That goat belongs in a museum, Dad. So this guy is totally that stereotype. I wouldn't go in that room if I were you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
It must be the lightest. Oh, look how you fell.
Right on the rocks.
You know it's a bad fall when you fall like that.
That's awesome.
Wow. Evil goat.
I am in the shape of a swastika. That's what...
Totally
That's
is.
How hard I fell.
Oh, shit. Now that window's never going to get fixed.
Yeah, it wasn't a fall. That was a murder.
Right.
Yeah, the Damn goat boy. Murdered him.
Yeah.
What? Did she wipe a booger? What was that?
She ate it.
Yeah, she ate a
she
booger.
She wiped it right into her mouth.
Papier mâché.
I got to find the episode that she was in on yeah. Seinfeld.
She's George's girlfriend, right? Me.
Yes.
Tell you what didn't time travel, those pants. Is he eating a match?
No, it's a sucker, Please. I think.
No, that's a match.
Is it a match?
It's burnt on the end.
Why'd you chew a match all day?
That's grody. It's a match.
Hard to see a goat. Hold on. Are you telling me people have actually been in accidents right after they saw this thing?
Yeah, well, not accidents after
and
they
before,
saw this.
Like, and the week after.
It was just related to watching this episode. Like, things would go wrong with the actual viewing of the episode.
Oh, well, so far, we're good.
So far, no Skype issues. Knock on wood.
Mm. Oh, actually,
well, wait a minute. You have a cold.
Randy's did pause.
Dead oh, pause.
Yeah, no kidding.
What? Wait, I don't get
Randy's,
it.
Randy's Netflix inexplicably paused.
Oh, it did for real?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it going now?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Okay. It must be haunted. It's haunted. Does Netflix know what they're doing? Isn't that that's the whole, what's the talking TV horror movie? The core or the core?
Oh, the ring.
The ring, isn't that the whole point? Is the TV's haunted or an episode
right,
or something?
Right. It is, yep. That is not future fashion. I don't care what they say.
I'm not a Cylon. Oh, wrong show.
Right, Joe. No, you're right.
I really like him.
So,
yeah, that actor.
Yeah.
So is Dean Stockwell? Is he in control of when he comes and goes?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's basically, you know, back in 1997, projecting a hologram on wherever Sam is, and he can center on specific people. He has presumably the internet to look and see what happened to some of these people.
Yeah. He's using his Windows 95 machine to do it.
Right.
Got exactly. A Pentium 3.
His music. Lego tablet.
Yeah. Is everybody hearing that music?
Yeah, the music.
Yeah. No, only you, Randy.
Damn it.
Oh, no, it's happening again. Ben I smell
back.
Toast.
It's coming from the snake.
That snake is very silvery.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a silvery snake.
Why am I standing on these stairs?
And do people sometimes come across him just looking like he's crazy talking to himself?
Yeah.
Yes, that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. And then he has to quickly figure out what to say to make people think that he's not crazy.
You say, get out of here.
I mean,
get me a beer. Yeah.
So is that thing he's holding, that Ziggy communicator, it looks like one of those phones that you piece together.
Let's see.
Is that the future?
It's the Google phone, right? It's the the phone that you buy all the different parts for. I want a camera.
That got delayed, though. Remember? I think that something went wrong with that deal. Because I thought that was interesting. Oh, yeah, that does look like a pieced together phone.
Yeah. Well, they had to do something that looked futuristic. So, I mean, it looks like a bunch of Legos glued together.
Yeah.
Transparent Legos.
More like Duplos.
It's like a, it's like a bunch of fuses and...
like gummy bears all mashed together. Well, here it is. See?
Yep.
I do. Ooh, I'm just
coming up with characters for my new novel.
Oh, they didn't show the scene where she sees nothing there.
Yes. Yes. Come answer our phone, you freak. No, don't answer our phone.
Does the lore get into the lore, the quantum leap lore? Does it get into why he can only see him and stuff like that? Do they explain?
Well, no, yeah.
Yeah. It's just he's really just in projecting into Sam Beckett's well, I guess into his imagination, just tuned into his brain waves.
Can you? Yeah.
Oh, okay. They explain that at some point.
They explain at some point.
Every
episode.
It's
built into the technology of the Quantum Leap Accelerator dealy.
Cat's always trying to sit on my keyboard.
But why does he need a door that opens and shuts for him to leave out?
Because that's where he's stepping in from the from the future, from the waiting.
He's got he's got like a room back where he's at.
Yeah, technically he's standing in a big holodeck because he's looking at whatever Sam's looking in. He's back there looking at a big holodeck from Sam's brainwaves.
But couldn't he just appear to
Are
Sam?
Are you trying to dissect this?
Well, he could just be like an amorphous blob or something. He doesn't have to be a dude in a suit with a cigar if he didn't want to, right?
Well, right.
The spook.
Help him with the spook house, see?
Spooky.
Yeah, they call him the spooky in this part of the country.
Hey, look, woman, just shut up and dust, all right?
Yeah, you don't want to go down there, sir. Yeah.
Answer the phone, would you? Let me clear some of these cobwebs.
Ziggy sucks, let's face it.
Yeah, Ziggy was like the worst internet. It was like Alta Vista.
Yeah. Lycos. Alta
Vista. Ziggy can't find any results.
Alta Vista still a site? Can you go there?
Yeah, you can still go there.
I'm gonna look.
They kind of changed for a while. They think we have it back.
Really? Does it just point you to Bing? Here, search here.
Oh, it goes to Yahoo. It gives you a Yahoo search now.
Let me Google that for you.
Yeah, I think they must have gotten rolled into Yahoo because it takes you to yahoo.com.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, I love this lady. Who's this lady? She's been in a million things.
Asks.com still here.
I'd like him to smack her with that porcelain palm reading hand. Just shut up.
Lycos.com still exists.
Oh, how about Dogpile?
What?
Dogpile?
Lycos has recently launched a suite of wearable devices. Find out more. What the hell, dude? Goodbye. All right.
Goodbye. I used Hotbot so much.
Yeah, Hotbot.
Yeah, Hotbot. Yeah.
Hotbot's, is that still around? Probably. Was Hotbot the one that combined everybody, or was that Dogpile?
I think it was Dogpile, wasn't
Hotbot
it?
Hotbot lets you find MP3s.
Yeah, I think it was just a spider.
Yeah.
Spider!
Oh,
is she in the... she got wearing a pen there? She got a mockingjay on
I
there?
I found the creepiest candelabras I could find. I hope these work.
Are they doing a seance or something?
I don't know. Are those are like true silver candelabras. Does anyone really have those? They're always getting stolen in TV shows.
And they're always used to bonk someone over the head.
True.
She has quiche breath.
She has quiche breath. I think she smells like pumpkins.
He has...
What is that symbol thing he's got on his shirt? What is that?
Oh, yeah, what is that?
That's just future fashion.
Yeah. It's 97.
They do that all the time with having like circles cut out of the lapels and weird shapes cut into the collar or whatever.
Weird.
Future fashion will ignore all previous fashions.
I don't know why 97.
Ooh,
it's arbitrary time.
Wow.
Dorothy. Happy Halloween. Happy.
Whoa, look at that thing on the wall back there.
Oh, I know. It's scary.
Yeah.
Something you wear at a basketball game.
And they put it low enough that you're going to see it every time you flick on that light. or adjust the thermostat or whatever that is.
Lugosi?
Honey, is that... you want any coffee? Bah! I forgot
oh,
I was
there's
here.
That match. I knew it coming to play.
She slipped on this
Ooh,
match.
Mother of God.
Whoa.
That was freaking scary.
Yeah, it was
that
scary.
Was, it actually was surprising, wasn't it?
What?
What did he just break?
How what can that break with a glass shattering?
What was on the floor?
The end of this rake is made out of porcelain.
Okay, compositing the shots of the snake and them flinching was horrible.
Yeah, that was pretty
that,
bad.
That vent looks like Hail Hydra. Take a look. You see it?
The fireplace grate, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this broom and I'm going to get into my sweet 50s mobile.
Nice. Oh,
dude.
Look at that thing. I'd drive that.
So beautiful.
This was October 31st.
They're in Maine.
By the way.
They're in Maine. At least the car's from Maine.
Yeah, it sounds like. And they're all talking like Maine people.
They're all talking like a bunch of Maine.
Aired 26th of October, 1990 for
this episode? Okay. That's 2 years before Jurassic Park. 3 years.
Is this, Brian Ebbett, just tell me now. Is this episode an homage to Stephen King?
It might be.
Question.
There's connections, but we'll get to that.
Coventry, Presbyterian. Flags
of Christine, and
yeah, I mean, he just drove up in the car, like,
yeah,
wow.
Oh, that car. That's the car the 11/22/63 guy wrote.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now that you mentioned that, and it's also
11, you mean Stephen King?
Yeah, the Stephen King book.
The 11/22/63 guy?
Yeah, you know the book.
You know the guy.
The book 11. I just finished that book. I loved it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I really liked it. Speaking of time travel, it handled that really well.
Has he been doing stuff? His hair's all messed up.
Who? Ziggy? Or
Al.
Al?
Al.
Al's hair's a little...
He's always having sex in the room thing.
That's right.
In the future, everyone has sex all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But in the past, no one does ever.
No.
You know, except 97, the year I bought my PlayStation 1. Huge future.
Yeah. And Battle Arena to Shinden and Ridge Racer.
Oh. And then in 98, or was it 97? No, 98 we got Resident Evil.
Hinky.
Hinky.
Hinky. Who
so
decorated
she,
this
so
place?
She, do you think she can sense him being there? Because she keeps walking past him and thinking...
Yeah, and she kind of looked at him at one point.
Yeah.
Who decorated this place? Because it looks like they just went through the warehouse of supplies they had at the studio and just...
It's like the Spirit Halloween hoarder's house.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's like those stores that only pop up once a year and for like 3 months they sell this crap.
Right.
Pier 1 Imports or something.
Doo-doo-doo.
Oh, there he is talking
anytime
to them.
They do that noise, by the way, that that stinger noise. Anytime... Al walks in or Sam looks in a mirror or mm-hmm. someone sees him right. talking.
It's true.
Boo-doo-doo.
I'm talking to the statuette.
Is he fixing to do a Shining and start typing in?
It's Scots all of fun. Scots of no poor. Dull makes the dull boy
all,
fat.
All work and no play makes Don Belisarius.
Something, something.
We should watch that for Halloween some year.
Ooh.
The original Shinin.
I
Shinin.
Love The Shining. That's God, that's a good movie. Mm-hmm.
It is good. That book is
would have been better if I was in it. Uh-oh.
That doesn't look like somebody's wiggling it from somewhere at all.
Right? Some great special effect.
With that string on the top of look, you can see the string.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah, look at the top of the top of the head.
They showed it again. Oh.
Yeah, they didn't show it again, but yeah, it was just it sounded like a wire to the top of the head.
What did Sam just do? It.
I will kill you.
Al's reaction.
Or Al. I keep saying Sam. Al's little wiggle face. This is kind of shitty, this dialogue.
Yep. Oh. And
she's an archeleptic.
And I'm going to take a nap.
Oh, she's having a sneezer.
Yep, having a seizure.
Oh, a sneezer?
Yeah.
A sneezer. It's you.
Well, this is
no,
not.
Don't do this. We just took first aid. You don't do that.
I've seen seizures.
I'm going to take my pants off while she's having the seizure.
Right. Let me see if I can just stick something. Oh,
I've seen seizures. She's doing with her hands. There's no way that's what you do.
Right.
They flop around at your side. You don't hold them up.
Wow. That I would not be in that hospital.
That's pretty old school, though, right? Yeah. There's not, dude, that machine over there.
Right.
My dad had one of those to make sure. Yeah.
That's not even a.
And look how fast it's going.
Yeah, they're just tracking a submarine passing underneath them.
Oh my God, it's doing crazy Ivans in the maternity ward.
Well, it's called like an ice.
Isn't it an extra electrocardiograph?
Maybe. Now I don't know. My dad had something in the garage that like tested batteries or something.
Yeah. Just like that.
An ohmmeter or something?
Oscilloscope? Oscilloscope.
That's it.
What's it?
You did words.
Yeah, Brian knows words. I want him to tap that
That's
logo.
That's just an audio thing though, right?
Yeah, I thought, well, I don't remember now.
Yeah.
The gummy computer says, freaking...
I'm giving you the look.
Oh, Captain Archer, get your crap together.
966, get it, because it's like 666, but the nine's upside down.
Oh, nice one, Brian.
And that's even like it looks like it's a different, like they bought the nine at a different store.
Was it sign back there say where'd she
dig him up? That's pretty cute. I like and there goes the six. There you go.
The number of the beast.
What?
That one just wasn't attached as well as the other two numbers.
But how did it do?
The wind.
I'm so uncomfortable. Like, this is the point where you just go to a library and wait around for the time
that
travel to stop.
That wallpaper is a nightmare.
Everybody decorate their house really well for Halloween in Maine?
We don't do this, I can tell you that. We have a skeleton dog in the lap of a skeleton man with a hat on our front porch right now. That's it.
We have a skull and crossbones in a jar on the table behind all the pickles.
Look at us celebrating Halloween.
Behind the pickles.
Behind the pickles.
Oh my gosh, those pickles, dude.
Ooh, I love that lamp.
No kidding. That thing looks like something out of Metroid.
Right? It's a boss in Metroid.
Yeah. It is. It's Mother Brain.
Look for the blinky parts. Look for the blinky parts.
Don't you miss console TVs sitting on the floor?
Kind of. I have some nostalgia. I have some nostalgia for my grandma's. I used to love that thing. It had a record player in it, dude.
Are those candles that look like Red Bull cans?
I missed it.
Yeah, those were candles.
I realized yesterday my big screen TV, which can play MP3s if you plug a USB stick into it and it can copy them over. Mm-hmm. It's the new version of an old console with a record player built into it with a TV on it.
True story. Right.
It's funny how we may have improved the technology, but we're still aiming for this weird hybrid business.
I keep turning on more and more lights. How many lights does this place have? I guarantee all the lights go out.
I'm not a good guy.
It's Officer Matchbook over there.
You know what tastes good?
Matches. Let me tell ya.
He's got a tattoo. He's a bad guy. He's part of a cult. Now, is that match burnt or is that...
No. Looks like it's still intact. Blue on the end.
Well, I bet you would regret putting that in backwards.
Oh. What did...
You ever used to do that thing where you light a match by breaking it against your teeth?
Yeah.
And the piece breaks off and in your mouth is like... Ah.
I never did that, Brian Ebbett.
Really?
I don't even know. I'm confused right
you
now.
You take one of those wooden matches that has the white, so it's got the red tip, but then a little white at the very end.
Yeah.
I have to make your teeth
and
dry,
if you break that little white part against the bottom of your front teeth, you can light the match.
Go.
I will not do that ever.
Ever? Are you sure?
Well, it doesn't burn in your mouth or anything.
I think we should
do
it.
Take a second.
Ew.
But there's a flaw in your plan. I didn't.
Oh, I didn't realize. I've been watching this without subtitles. I just turned them on. It's easier to do.
Yeah. Oh, that's not a bad idea.
That's how I do it.
Never thought of
that. With subtitles.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Well,
I can't believe somebody went through the trouble to subtitle the show.
Well, there were people who were deaf back in 1990, Scott.
Oh, are they just using the same data?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know
how that works, because this is all fancy new fonts and stuff. Look at that.
Closed caption data has been around forever.
Okay.
So yeah, they can put in whatever font they want. They could put in Comic Sans.
I didn't realize that. It's just kept as some sort of database kind of thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. A big giant death database. Uh-huh. Whatever. Shut up so I can watch the movie.
Oh, there she is. papier-mâché.
Dreaming of papier-mâché.
You owe me an apology.
That actress's name, by the way, is
Valerie Mahaffey.
Mahaffey.
Mahaffey?
I gotta say, that subtitles are distracting me. I can't turn those off.
She still she still does things?
Yes. Yeah, she's pretty typically shows up on an episode of a TV show here and there.
All CSI, the time. SBU.
She's 62 years old. Wow.
That's pretty young.
She doesn't look 62. She looks great.
I would have thought she was a regular for a while in
Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, she's she was in Seabiscuit. Oh, she was in Jack and Jill. I am so sorry.
Are dead.
She's got to pay the bills somehow.
Somehow.
Why is she not still mad at him for talking to himself, though?
Oh, she...
And for accusing her of being a witch?
Yeah.
Caesar's really chill you out, brother.
He has a lot of eyebrow.
Don't say it. Don't. Just...
No, don't finish that.
Oh, just...
To limbo?
You know, we don't do enough of in today's hair society.
Ew.
Feathering. We don't do enough feathering. Like,
we don't have enough feathering in our hair. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Later.
More feathering.
Later that evening. Oh, they italicized the voiceover.
The narration, yeah.
Okay, we got to stop talking about the...
I know nothing about closed captioning. I don't know why.
You think we're offending someone?
I just don't know why. I don't know.
No,
why
it's just that... like, it's just not.
It's not interesting.
You're not as you're not as fascinated by it as I am.
Clearly, the headlights in the shot where they show his head are not moving like a vehicle behind
they're
him.
They're part of the, Oh, the car's not moving at all. It's just being shaken.
Yes.
What's a cat doing in there?
I don't know.
Do people have car cats?
That's Wally.
Now there's no
Bill.
Cat.
That's what's his name. He's now a holographic cat.
No, it's Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
There's never been a cat in the history of cats that you could just tell to get down in the back seat and it would do it.
I like how the closed captioning has bah.
No, Bill, look, that is so scary.
Ah, oh
my God, Josie, it's the pumpkin head thing.
Ah. Yes,
that was scary.
Oh, the goat, man.
Okay, oh, there's the nerd.
They did say bah, dude.
Yes, bah.
All right. If that's not interesting closed captioning, then I don't know what is.
That's some really good cosplay. My car broke down.
My car. Oh, this guy's way too stereotypic nerd.
Yeah. Nerd is socially awkward and loved it.
I jerked the wheel to avoid the goat. That's a great line. Jerked the wheel to avoid the goat.
He's trying to tell himself he's not crazy.
Well, this is a really intense moment here.
He even references Christine there.
Oh, see, there's your Stephen King. I saw a goat, damn it. I'm sorry, but goats aren't scary.
Except when you look them right in the eye. They're terrifying.
What is it about that makes them scary? Just because they're coming
out? Look at goat eyes sometimes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're weird.
Yeah. I don't like the ones that talk like people that sound like a dude. I don't like those.
Ooh, that's not. I wouldn't hang that on my wall.
What is that?
They really get some crazy Halloween decorations back in the 60s.
It's a cultural revolution. Rebelling against the status quo by hanging severed heads in
the paper out. The ghost won't be able to type anymore. No.
Take the ink out.
Oh, is that I missed that earlier. She's not typing it. Some ghost is. Or it's going to turn out that she is.
Right.
That's how
it's actually going to turn out. The nerd's going to be the bad guy. I can almost feel it.
All right. Let's make bets right now. You think it's the nerd?
I think it's the nerd.
I know it's not the match guy because it's too obvious.
Randy thinks it's the goat.
No, I have decided that this is all real supernatural stuff.
Right.
And it has something to do with Stephen King.
Interesting. So Stephen King's doing it.
You think he'll show up at the end? How will you know it's not a gorilla? Because his face is like a gorilla face. Oh. Have you ever noticed that? Stephen King looks like a gorilla.
Yeah, I have.
Half man, half ape.
Marionettes are scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're in 65 days a year, marionettes are scary.
Mm.
Not just around Halloween, man.
Right.
Oh, they referenced the show name, Boogeyman.
Yeah, but they spelled it differently than they do in the show name.
Yeah, why'd they do that?
Bogeyman.
Bogeyman. That's in Britain, that's a booger man.
Okay, I'll turn the subtitles back on.
I turned it off so I could actually see the screen still. It's so distracting.
Well, the font is huge.
It is.
Yeah. I'm deaf, not blind.
Also, it's all caps. It's like my mom wrote the closed caption.
Why are you shouting these words at me?
I did some checking on that double space after a period thing, and most everyone says it's right to put the double space after it. That Slate article is full of shit.
Written before the year 1998.
Maybe. They pounded that into me as a teenager.
Yeah, they did too. Oh, yeah. No, I took a typing class, and they always said two spaces after a period.
Yeah.
This, by the way, is what we're going to get emails about.
And go ahead and send them in, because I'm really curious but how that I can go, you know, graduate in 1987 and come all these years later and just now hear that that's not right. Come on.
Is this the first you've heard of it?
It's the very first I've heard that
we
shouldn't be doing
that. I want you to bang on about it, Scott, because I would appreciate it if we got months and months of emails about that rather than nail drivers,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we have something new to talk about.
Oh, no.
The sheriff's going to be out.
The sheriff as a possible.
Oh, look, did he get shot?
No, he hit his forehead. That's what you used to do before airbags.
Yeah, exactly. When he ran into that pole, the matchstick flew out of his mouth and broke the windshield.
And exploded. The matchstick exploded.
Exactly.
No, I loved him so much.
The whole Darth Vader thing there.
No!
Honey, what did we do before we had airbags? Why, we slammed our head in this windshield, see?
Was the supernatural a common thing on this show, Brian?
Yeah.
No, but
they did talk about... He talked about if there was a greater force.
The whole underlying premise was that it was God that was bouncing around, but they never came right out and said it.
Yeah, there was a controlling force.
Okay, so, but this is like but this isn't going to end up being like they're going to find out at the end someone's been fooling everybody, because at the end of like that one we saw of Dukes of Hazzard with the alien in it,
right?
That was an actual alien, and that was truly jumping the shark. This is them, I think, messing around with us.
Oh, totally. There's definitely going to be, hey, let's write our canceled and spooky letters too. Canceled.
Right. Canceled.
Is that part of the event?
We've canceled it.
Ooh.
I'm with Dunaway on it's the kid.
Hi, Mr. Ray. Is he supposed to be a young Stephen King?
Dude, if he's supposed to be Stephen King, I'm going to shit blood.
Right. I can feel it.
It does. It is really leading us that way.
His name is Stevie.
Yeah, and everything, all of the things are inspiring future books that King's going to write.
And he said, and he even mentioned Christine. Well, yes. What's Christine?
I'm embarrassed that we haven't admitted it fully, that that's definitely what they're doing.
They did that on Star Trek with Mark Twain talking to Jack, the guy that wrote White Fang.
Yeah.
Jack London.
And he's like, White Fang. That's a great idea. And same idea.
They did all throughout, they did it throughout Quantum Leap, having him influence like
famous people.
Yeah. Teaching a kid about their buddy Holly how to sing about.
Oh my God, he's not dead.
Oh,
got another match.
Life by some jelly.
Well, who was in the truck then? Did I miss that? Did I get that wrong?
It's old Matchy Mouth.
Somebody else, apparently.
The match is usually present on the supernatural element. So this is the demon or whatever is doing all this.
Oh, so like a fire thing with the match?
What? No way, man.
What is it?
Al is obsessed. Oh, my God.
Ew, he just...
Bade
said bah.
He just bad, and his eyes glowed red,
which means that he's Satan.
Yeah.
Can she
see
him? So
we was wrong. The bad guy was Satan. Dang it.
Can she see him?
Yeah. Advanced? He does good crazy eyes.
Mm-hmm. He always has them.
No.
Yeah, she seems to be looking at him, so I guess she can see him.
Yeah.
Is there a red glow coming out of his face?
Yes, he has. He's got like rosy cheeks.
Okay.
They're not quite lined up perfectly with his eyes, so no, it looks like he's exactly. got...
it's like a Photoshop schmear.
Right. Glowing red eyelids.
He's just got a sinus infection.
Right. Get a little cold. So that's what's going on. There's always a God discussion. Maybe so this is supposed to be...
So Ziggy's doing it.
No, this is the devil. The devil is very much trying to control his leaping as well, I suppose.
Correct.
Well, Satan's kind of a dick.
Yeah, he is. Satan's a dick. My new shirt.
Oh, oh, it's the real Al.
How can you tell? Because that horrible shirt.
That shirt is epic, dude.
It's future style.
Future shirt.
Is it cowboys on it? What's on it?
Brian, flowers? It's the shirt of tomorrow, today.
Wow, he's really good at that.
All right, so it's not the kid, but he's still going to be Stephen King.
Oh, yeah. We should have seen that.
That is confirmed. I feel can stupid. Confirm that.
Yeah, okay.
I feel stupid for not putting that together earlier.
You know, it's not much dumber than him putting himself in the Dark Tower book 5 and 6. Hated that. Love those books otherwise, but what the hell was he doing? Can she see both of them now?
No, I think she can only see the devil Al.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You did it. Ooh, wow.
This is really kind of bad.
He's really good at it. No, you can't.
Punch the devil in the face.
Punch the devil in the face. Oh, midnight. Bong. Know what that means?
Oh, wait, there's a bong.
Time for the piano.
Time for a bong. Drag on the bong. Ooh. Well, what are we doing now? We're spinning.
We're not cleaning the piano, apparently.
No.
These were all the film elements we used during this time to represent scary stuff.
And it's snowing inside.
And he's...
This looks like Monster Mansion at Disney.
I'm getting dizzy. How'd
the interior of this house get so dirty suddenly?
You don't kill it. Don't choke the old lady.
This is my favorite merry-go-round ever.
This is awesome. It reminds me of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Everything's happening.
It's a euphemism.
Yep. I'm choking Marcel Ronnie. I don't know what he says. He says something like that.
I'll be, if you need me, I'll be upstairs choking the goat.
Yep.
Wow.
That wallpaper was
thin.
Thin.
Right?
Wee.
This is really bad, guys.
Yeah, this was...
This is terrible.
Wait a minute.
Wait, that's how it starts. It was all
It was a dream? The whole thing was a dream?
Oh, that's the worst.
Now I feel ripped off.
But then how would he really tell Stephen King about Christine?
He wouldn't.
Oh, my God. He was... Oh, wait.
It's a dream, dude. That's bullshit.
No, it's not a dream.
I can feel your liver. You should really cut down the drinking.
It's all spotty.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
It was a dream. Or...
What a neat idea, says Stephen King Jr.
Tully, the goat.
What? God, I can't. Oh, I hate this episode so much.
It doesn't make any sense. Oh, don't in the eye. Be careful with the screwdriver.
Yeah, you saved Tully. Where's the goat?
Down yanking on the.
This is an incredible time. Yeah, because you don't want to be on the ground all shaped like a swastika. You don't want that.
I got a scram, says Stephen King.
Yeah, peel grapes for eyeballs.
There's no goat. Or a letter. How is he levitating at the window?
Tully's the weird one. That was a dream. I'm pissed.
I feel ripped off.
I don't like that, ever.
I want my 43 minutes back.
That never works. Except for that final episode of the Newhart show. That was pretty funny.
Wait.
Cujo. How appropriate that we're going to watch Cujo next
week. Stevie?
That's really cleared
jackasses.
Up for the dumb viewers.
Now we're going to beat you over the head with it.
And by the way, he just explained the difference between Carrie the novel and Carrie the movie.
Right. I wonder what Pete Stephen King thought about this. Give me my ideas. I got my own ideas.
Well, wait, if he knows when he's going to leave.
He doesn't know when he's going to leave. He just knows, you know, when he says it's a probability that you're here to save this person or to solve this problem, then he knows that as soon as that's solved.
Is he a black lady?
Does he ever get to sleep?
No. Honey. Your dad go crazy.
Your daddy go crazy.
Make the hood go crazy. Make this hat go crazy.
Yoo-hoo.
Oh, another lady one.
Another drag episode.
Yep. Poodle skirt.
50s.
Do,
her favorite earbuds.
Do,
oh, Bob's. And then, Brian, did they just... This story kicked in next week?
Yeah, this was the next episode. It was always like a...
It's like a teaser.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, always like a next time on Quantum Leap.
Oh, he did say, oh, boy, there.
Yeah, he says it at the lead into the credits, and then at the beginning of the next episode, they play that same bit.
There's Stephen King in a bug mask.
And then another minute of seeing what you already saw.
I love that.
Yeah.
In case you forgot.
I think that should come back.
Remember this scene?
They should come back. It's like, when this happened. Remember when Skinny Pete and Badger were standing there talking about Star Trek? Like, they should totally do that with new shows. Well, there you have it.
A long clip before they freeze frame and show a credit. Yeah. There we go.
Do you think that stuff ever makes a comeback, the freeze-framey stuff, or do you think that's over?
No.
I think it does. I think it makes a comeback.
I'm surprised that shows like Community or, you know, shows that kind of parody the genre don't do that.
Yeah.
I think it looks lame to us because we remember it from our childhood, but I think future generations will...
Maybe they'll switch
it. It's lame because it's just filling time. Like... Mm-hmm. You have less shows as a result.
Think how TV shows have shortened over time, too, though, because there's already devices that we use now. I mean, if you watch a comedy on any major network, the first 5-10 minutes of it is going to be credits. They don't run anything before the shows now. So now the shows are down to like 21 minutes instead of the 24 they used to be.
Oh, I think it's gone the opposite way. Like, I think they blaze through the credits so quickly that they just assume everybody has the ability to freeze frame if they want to see who appeared as something.
So, but it's more work then. Like, they had to do more editing, and the freeze framey stuff meant every show they had to have these closeout credits. Today, it's just easy. You just run the same stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Or you do like, a lot of comedies will just start having credits roll in the final scene.
Right. During the show itself.
Right. Like you were talking about. But then there is no other way. I guess those are the two ways.
And there's two ways. You're going to do it this way.
Either separately or.
Star Trek, the original series, did it where you had the opening credits, obviously, but then in the closing, they would show the same sequence of previous episodes or things that had already
happened. It wasn't like from this episode. It was
right.
Yeah.
It's interesting to me. But anyway, there you go. It's Quantum Leap, season 3, episode 3. Good times. As we lurch toward Halloween. Actually, we do know what our Halloween movie is. Is it Monster Squad? What are we doing?
Monster Squad.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Finally, Monster Squad's happening. I can't believe that thing's streaming. And one would assume it'll stream through the holiday, so that'll be good. What are you going to say, Brian?
I can't believe it was an 80s movie. For some reason, I kept thinking it was like early 90s, but it's like late 80s.
Yeah.
For Monster Squad.
88
also,
or something.
Yeah. Also, by the way, if you don't have, if you have HD net, I know that a lot of cord cutters don't have any basic cable, but I have a little bit of basic cable, and HD net is running ET and all these movies this month for Halloween.
What is HD net? Is it over the air?
HD net. Yes. It's HD movies.
So it's not like a web thing. It's a over the air thing.
It's right.
Okay. Over the
terrestrial channel.
Cable.
That's kind of cool. I should get my antenna working again. That sounds all right. Wouldn't mind doing that. Well, there you go. Make sure you check us out next week for that. We'll be back for... No, not that movie. What's our next movie? What's our next thing?
Cujo.
Cujo. That's right. We're doing all Halloween-y
stuff. Cujo.
Yes.
Little Stevie King.
Nice lead-in.
It was not even planned.
I don't remember Cujo at all, so that'll be fun to get reacquainted with that Stephen King classic. Dog goes crazy and eats people, right? Is that the deal?
Pretty much.
All right, that'll be fun.
Slobbers like a...
St. Bernard?
Like a dog.
St. Bernard. Well, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Go to filmsack.com if you like these commentary tracks. We've done many of them, and they're all up there along with this one. Thank you all for joining us. And we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Oh, boy.